There are extra strict rules for a Malamed, someone who is a Rebbe. According to the Rama, a Rebbe must be careful, super careful, in how he treats his body and himself in order to be able to teach properly. It would be also for him to stay up all night learning if that's going to detract from his teaching the next day. And similarly, he's not supposed to fret and overeat and cause harm to his body, which is going to cause him not to be able to teach properly. This is the Rama in Yoreday. The Piskei Tshuvas says, even if he wants to fast, Talmud Chacham, we normally say he should fast if he does sins, and at least in the olden times that was the custom. But a Rebbe, someone who teaches young children, should not take upon himself this chumrah, because it's going to be a chumrah which is going to lead to a kula, in the sense that, yes, he's fasting to get rid of his sin, but he's going to cause himself to teach poorly the next day. Now, the Piskei Choshen notes that the exact age of what's considered a Rebbe for this is really only for someone who teaches up until the age of 13. If you're a high school Rebbe, this doesn't necessarily apply. Not sure why. I guess because this, you don't have that special mitzvah, meaning someone who's 15 is supposed to learn on his own. Yes, he's lucky as a Rebbe, but the 10-year-old can't learn by himself, so he's really dependent upon the Rebbe. Now, it's also mashma that this din only applies by a regular Rebbe, not regular worker. A worker would be allowed to hire, fast to do tshuva, and we don't care the fact that that's going to cause him to detract from his work. However, the Piskei Choshen says it's possible that this rule applies by other work as well. It's just super strict by a Rebbe because he's doing Meleches Shemayim. He's doing the work, holy work, the work of God. Now, the interesting, though, just as a side, for Shvasar Tammuz, this does not apply for regular fasts, meaning everyone has to fast the regular Tainus Tzibur. We're talking about private fasts. Now, interestingly, for all the Askanim out there, the Sefer Chassidim writes that anyone who is involved in Askanis, you're an Askan, then this is considered like Moleches Shemayim, and therefore you would also not have to fast these extra strict fasts if it's going to detract from the Shtadwanis and from your involvement in Tzarchei Tzibur. I think this would be the same for anyone else who is involved in Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. If it's going to detract away from the Tzarchei Tzibur, then for sure there's no issue to fast extra fasts. In general, nowadays we say that people should not be fasting extra fasts unless you are easily able to do so. If it's going to detract from your own learning, then that's not preferred. Now, the Rama adds as well that a person shouldn't eat improperly, like we said before, because this is going to cause him not be able to, or a Rebbe shouldn't eat in a way which is going to cause him not to be able to have proper brain power. Now, it's interesting that this is only mentioned in the context of a Rebbe. What about other workers? So perhaps he says, the Piskei Choshen says, perhaps this is something unique to someone who has a mental job which requires mental energy, where you have to think and calculate things, perhaps, and any of the white collar jobs would fall under such a category. But if someone is really just using his hands, or he's a builder, he's digging all day, so someone like that, then this doesn't necessarily apply, because yes, he was overeating may not be good for your body, but it's not going to necessarily affect your physical work, and therefore that would be permitted.